The James Hunter 6, 98.1 KZE. I'm Rick, your host. And joining us now live on the telephone is the one and only James Hunter. Good morning, James.
Good morning, Rick. How are you?
I'm doing really well. Thank you very much. How are you this morning?
Jolly good, thank you. Yes.
Have you been playing dates?
We have. We've been doing a lot with Bonnie Raitt and some without Bonnie Raitt.
Cool.
Mostly with.
How's it going?
Oh, a lot of fun, actually. Very nice. But a nice bunch of people and all. She's got some nice musicians in there as well. You know, with sort of, yeah, it's been quite a laugh, actually.
Oh, well, fantastic. Now,
it gives me an opportunity to annoy a lot, you know, a lot of new people.
Yeah, by getting in front of Bonnie? You think that happens?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
How about on your solo dates?
Oh, solo date. Oh, you mean, but still with the band? Yes, I mean the same.
Are you annoying people there too?
Yeah, totally. Yes. Okay. You know, and giving them encores whether they want them or not. You know, that kind of thing.
All that good stuff. Playing all the songs they want to hear and more.
Yeah. Yes.
Yep. That's how you do it.
We just stuck to the songs they want to hear. We wouldn't even go on, would we?
James, I got to ask you a question. You're billed as James Hunter. Where's the six?
Well, the six is the other five.
All right, you're always the James Hunter six.
It's total six, yeah.
Okay.
I think I might have miscounted.
Left yourself out.
Oh, yes, totally.
Yeah, nice. Well, James, if no one's ever heard you, I just played Minute by Minute by you from an album that came out in 2013. And if no one's ever heard you, how would you describe the music that you present?
I'd call it, I'd use words like cacophony, but also I'd descriptive terms are like soul music. Somebody called it neo-soul once. I quite like that. Or new breed or some fancy sort of, what do you call it? Sort of groovy R&B is what I'd call it.
Yeah, it's rhythm and blues, really.
Yeah, emphasis on the rhythm. Right?
Yeah, we like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, you guys have been playing for quite some time and ripping it up. We've been playing your music here at 98.1 KZE for years and years. We're super fans. We love coming out to see you play live. And you're bringing the five and you to Daryl's house. And we're excited about that. So that's happening this Friday. And that's going to be in Pauling, New York. It's an 8 o'clock show. And I just look, James, and there's only 12 tickets left. So they're going fast. And the show is this Friday. So, folks, get tickets now. And, James, what do you have in store for the people? Tell the folks what's going to happen.
Well, it's going to be a bit of a riot, you know, the usual sort of thing. You know, interspersed with a couple of nice quiet ones. But mostly it's a sort of danceable kind of stuff. And I think there's a little bit of room in between tables for people to freak out, you know. So,
yeah.
We always enjoy that place, and I get to play with their dog, you know, before the sound check.
Fantastic.
They got this really nice dog that's always out in the back garden.
That's true. So you have six studio albums. There's a seventh on the way, James?
Yes. We're not sure exactly the date when it's going to come out, but it's in the can, so it's all
right.
In there.
Well, that's good.
It needs a bit of mixing, yeah.
All right, so sometime this year, maybe early in 25?
Yes, but more likely early next year.
Okay, all right.
Well, but there's some good stuff in there.
Yeah, we don't want to rush it. We want it to be just right.
That's right, yeah.
Well, we're looking forward to some new music. Are you going to be playing some new songs live?
No.
No? Huh.
No, yes, there is a preview. There's one in one of the quiet moments. We do a sort of, there's a quiet one we do.
Huh. Do you save the songs until folks can get familiar with them before you play them?
I think closer to the time, I think we're going to be previewing it.
Gotcha.
But, you know, a little bit closer to the time. But I think... Up to now, we'd just be concentrating on entertaining, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, we love that. And you have some great music that's out there. It is melodic, fun. You can boogie to it, and you can sit there and just stare at the band and clap loudly at the end of the songs when you're done, if you like, as well. So everything works.
And sometimes even the audience can do that as well.
Yeah, it is a pleasure to see you play. James, when it comes to playing the guitar, who are some of your influences?
Well, one of my actually favorite guitarists is Lohmann Pauling, who was the bass singer from the Five Royals.
Yeah.
And he was pretty much far ahead of his time in terms of songwriting. And sort of gospel-y vocal groups aren't sort of usually renowned for having incendiary guitarists. But, he was one of the exceptions. He sang bass, and he played a Les Paul at sort of feedback level. And, it's quite startling sounds for, like, the late 50s. It's well worth checking out.
Yeah, along with the harmonies. And, wow, what a group.
Beautiful stuff, yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, I sometimes recruit... I've never had backing vocals before in the band, but I've recruited our bass player, Miles Weeks. He will sort of do a backing harmony for me sometimes, and that really adds another dimension to it.
That's cool. That must also enlighten you with your singing, because then, you know, there's somebody to accompany you and just make it that much more rich, which is a pleasure.
Yeah. Sort of bulks it up a little bit, you know, gives it a bit more of a dimension. Like,
so when it comes to playing shows, what do you look forward to the most?
The middle bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
After you've warmed up,
where we sort of three quarters of the way through is where we sort of usually peak, you know, and that's the exciting bit. And then it's I think it's an attempt at dynamics, and then we bring it down a little bit, and then it goes balmy at the end. But that's my favorite bit.
And when it comes to cover tunes, do you do any?
Yes, we do. Actually, mentioning the Five Royals, we do one of theirs. We do their sort of first secular hit was "Baby Don't Do It," and we sort of that they recorded that in the early 50s in a quite restrained version, but I kind of we do a version of it that sounds like the way they might have done it later in towards the late 50s. So, you know, we've changed it up slightly.
Cool.
It's a little bit more explosive.
Well,
one hopes.
I love the album that Steve Cropper made, which is dedicated. And, of course, it's dedicated to the Five Royals. And he got a whole bunch of really talented artists to help him out celebrate their music, which enlightened a lot of people to the Five Royals. And, well, it's great.
That's right. I mean, so I've been putting their name around as much as I can. Not that it can do much good, but it's good that Steve Cropper was... Actually, I met him once, and I tried to draw him on the subject. He didn't want to talk about it.
No,
he was very affable, but he was more interested in talking about how out in Memphis, people like Otis Redding and Wilson Pickett weren't local, so somehow they didn't count. I wasn't quite sure what his point was, but I think he'd had a few at that point.
Well, I'm sure, you know, any chat with Steve Cropper has a lot of weight.
Yeah, it was very pleasant.
Yeah. Well, James, we really look forward to seeing you on Friday. It's an 8 o'clock show at Darryl's House in Pauling, New York, the James Hunter Six. It's going to be a fantastic show. I've seen James play a bunch of times, and every time I leave wanting more. I don't want the night to end.
I thought you were going to say I leave early.
You leave early sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
Then I stay late.
Well, I think it sounds like an early one all round, doesn't it? 8 o'clock, but...
Yeah, that's pretty early. Yeah, so folks can get out early as well.
But don't miss it.
Yeah, don't miss it. It's going to be a throwdown, a really fun time. They wear beautiful clothes and they play great music. So you don't want to miss out on the dance steps either.
You haven't seen the state of our suits after the last trip, have you? But
no, I haven't.
You're in for a treat there.
Well, there's always something to look
forward to. Turn them around.
Okay. James Hunter. Our guest, don't miss the James Hunter 6 at Daryl's House Club. See their attire and don't poke fun at them. No, they are a wonderfully dressed band. And James, all the best to you. I look forward to seeing you and talking to you soon. Knock 'em dead at Daryl's House this Friday night. Folks, get tickets before they're gone. Daryl'sHouseClub.com. For more info, James, how can folks keep tabs on you? Like, where are you going to be when your next record comes out? What's the best way?
I'd say keep on with our website, James Hunter Music. And usually, what's it called with the pictures? Instagram. That can be quite informative as well.
All right.
James Hunter 6 Facebook page.
All right. Well, we'll keep in touch. And James, all the best.
And
we'll talk soon. And MySpace.
Sorry, I'm joking. No, not really.
Okay. James, all the best. We'll talk soon, okay?
Take care, Rick. Nice talking to you.
Yep, all the best. This is the Up and Running Morning Show. James Hunter from the James Hunter 6. Daryl's House Club in Pauling this Friday, 8 o'clock show. Don't miss it. And thanks for listening to 98.1 KZE. Be back with music after this.
Hi, this is Scott from Jenkintown Motors. We are here.